The nation's largest cannabis business brokerage, Green Life Business Group, gears up to be featured at the Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference as one of the set speakers on our M&A panel. Green Life currently has over 150 exclusive cannabis businesses available on the market today, covering over 10 states. To see more of their exclusive listings, visit greenlifebusiness.com. Benzinga's Cannabis Capital Conference returns to Miami Beach on April 11th and 12th. I may be biased, but I'm telling you, this event is a can't miss. Join us to build the foundation of your next game-changing deal with CEOs and decision-makers from leading companies in the industry. We're talking about the next wave of businesses, strategies from the most profitable businesses, and exactly what investors are looking for in a challenging market. Go to bzcannabis.com to meet your next investor, co-founder, and new friends. A little pro tip from me, right now tickets are $1,000 cheaper than prices at the door. Get yours now.
Good morning, my friends. Happy Friday. Hope everybody is doing well, having a great week, got their coffee, ready to finish strong. Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily here, bringing your 5 minutes of cannabis news and insights every single morning. Please like and subscribe onto our Apple, Spotify podcasts. Please like and subscribe to our newsletter. We appreciate both. Share with your friends. Thank you all so much. Let's dive right in, though. Per marijuana moment, Congress allowed a medicinal cannabis expansion bill in Washington, D.C. to become law. It's removed license caps, provides 280E tax relief, lets patients self-certify without doctors, and allows on-site consumption facilities. Wow. They just let Washington, they basically like, all right, we're tired of fighting DC on this. Do what you want. Have fun. So hopefully being in such close proximity to a cannabis market like they're allowing in DC, who knows? Maybe we'll get some needed relief on the federal side. Tyson 2.0 is set to launch their first branded coffee shop in Amsterdam, somewhat coming on the heels of the supply chain of cannabis moving away from the illicit market in the Netherlands there. Lawmakers in Colorado, New Mexico, and New York, this is not necessarily cannabis-centric news, but definitely important, have approved bills to allow safe consumption sites where people can safely consume illicit drugs in a medically supervised setting. Per marijuana moment there. Really, really important. Washington State is a step closer to legalizing interstate cannabis commerce after committee approval. They would be not the first state, but still early on in the states that are looking to do that. Obviously, regulations must match. Testing must match. A lot of things must match across state lines. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and who will be the first domino there. Is it Washington, New Jersey? Is it Washington, California? Who knows? Just guessing. Hawaii's cannabis legalization efforts will take an unfortunate pause after failing to get a House hearing before a deadline, but advocates are hopeful it will resume in 2024. A few bits of public company news here. Canada House, that's CHV on the CSE, reports their second quarter earnings. They're a Canadian, obviously, licensed producer of cannabis. Their adjusted EBITDA was up 214% year over year to around $2.37 million Canadian dollars. Net revenue up 27% year over year. A big one today as well, Planet 13, OTC-listed PLNHF reports their fourth quarter and fiscal year 2022 earnings. Their fourth quarter revenue is flat, slightly down sequentially to $24.8 million. Net loss of $38.6 million, and their adjusted EBITDA loss of $800,000. Fiscal year revenue was $104.6 million, down $15 million year over year. Management really saying issues circulating around statewide pricing trends and compression and overall economic environment were the catalysts for the loss in revenue there. Fiscal year 2022, the company claimed 9% of Nevada sales. So they're still on pace and still the leader in the Nevada industry. So you cannot discount Planet 13, but obviously not the report we would hope for from a major company. Ascend Wellness, OTC-listed AAWH, opens a new outlet dispensary in Michigan. We had an interview with Rebecca, their SVP of Investor Relations, on Tuesday on Cannabis Insider. If you're on YouTube, check out Benzinga Cannabis channel and check out that interview with Rebecca Conti-Kaur. We talked about they have the highest average revenue per dispensary of any company in the U.S. It's incredible. So when they open a new dispensary, you pay attention. This is Elliot Lane. Thanks so much, y'all. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We will see you again on Monday.
Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast, Everyday Pre-Market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.